Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning to Dr. Jason Kanz.
Good morning.
And so ran into one of our fans and your fans, Donna in Eau Claire at Fierce Freedom at Forage yesterday. Fierce Freedom, congratulations to Jenny and Kat and Matt and their fantastic team, Joyce. 10 years they've been. And in talking to Jenny's husband, he was pointing out that Dave, the idea that, hey, this has been going on a long time. It's just that's 10 years for Fierce Freedom. She had Fierce Beauty selling scarves to fight this. But ran into Donna, and I think I've been familiar with her a little bit, but she's a fan of the show. But her friend Joyce was quick to say she's a real fan of Jason's. So there you go.
Thank you. Yeah, I was a little bit jealous that you ran into Donna yesterday because she and I haven't met face-to-face.
Yeah.
So I know she has posted pictures from Letters to the Beloved, and I'm really grateful for that the book has touched her, and it's really neat to see that.
She's a fan to the point that if she says her day doesn't feel right if she misses this conversation at 5:45, so she will go back and check the podcast. So that's why it's there for people.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
And she says, hey, is it okay if I come to the Saturday breakfast sometime? Absolutely.
Absolutely. You bet.
But we will not be at Randy's tomorrow. We're usually there 7 o'clock on Saturday mornings, and listeners are invited. But at this point, they've got a table for 6, say, for us. I should probably let Randy's know at least we're not going to be there. I don't know about the rest of the people. But we will be at Harvest Time Chippewa Falls tomorrow.
Right.
And talking about the title is Truly Loving Another Guy. It's kind of a vulnerable title, isn't it?
It is a vulnerable title. You know, because I think it carries a lot of baggage, or it certainly can. I think friendships can be difficult. I know I've certainly had challenging friendships. And, yeah, I'm excited about the topic. And yet I know that, as you said, it can be challenging.
And so we're being a very... Come on. You know, Harvest Time Chippewa Falls is inviting people 8 o'clock for breakfast. Sounds like they do breakfast and fellowship for a while. And at some point, they'll say, take it away, guys. So we will. And that's the title. We're going to talk about relationship, love, and in the remaining time, story. And I like the line again from Larry where the idea that don't just live your life from your birth to your death, but live in view of the larger story. From Christ's death to his coming, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, and I think it's important for all of us to remember that we are all living our stories in that larger story. You know, we're all part of God's larger book. Mm-hmm. I'm not speaking just about the Bible, but, you know, he continues to write this beautiful love story that we already have promised a happy ending.
Yeah. I mean, you know, certainly the Old Testament, his story of his relating with the Israelites. But, I mean, we see with the New Covenant, the expansion to the Gentiles, his grace, his redemption, that larger story. And I love that point. It brings to mind for all of us that he's telling a story in each of our lives. But, I mean, the central figure of the ultimate story, history, his story is obviously Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. And all things point to him. And I think some of my favorite writers about the Bible make that point directly, that all of Scripture points to Jesus.
So anyhow, it should be a good time. It's a men's breakfast tomorrow morning, Harvest Time, Chippewa Falls. But Donna, maybe the following Saturday, or look forward to having you join us. And always welcome there. Randy's at 7. Hey, before we get out of here, how about a little bit of Scripture? We were in... I guess Matthew 5:14-16. Let's close out the Beatitudes. Well, but we're working our way through the Sermon on the Mount, so we're not going to be done here. We're going all the way through. But go ahead.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it says, so you are the light of the world.
Yep, we just lost you. Jason just kind of went bye-bye. I'm not sure why. You are the light of the world, and...
I was muted. I was muted.
All right.
I don't know why that happened. All right, it says, you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father.
Mm. Before I read this, let me just say another thing. Adana, she was just full of encouragement yesterday. She says, I really like that where Jason reads the scripture and you read his letters to the beloved, and then he gets to react. So here we go. From Letters to the Beloved, you are also a light of the world. A person whose life is imbued with the light of my Holy Spirit cannot be disguised. Do not shy away from this luminescence. If I would have wrote a book, I don't know if I would have used that word because I didn't know it. Sometimes my followers want to shield others from the light, not wanting to offend them or feeling afraid of what others might think. Child, light it up. Let the beauty and radiance of my Holy Spirit shine out of you. When people see that light, they will glorify me. Final thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think that let the beauty and radiance of my Holy Spirit shine out. That's such a good reminder because I think sometimes we get so discouraged and so down, we forget that the Holy Spirit is in us and living and thriving through us. And it's so important to let that, let it light it up, as I wrote there.
Well, you know what? I love you, man. I cannot wait to team up with you and do this. I wouldn't mind a little dress rehearsal tonight, so maybe we can talk and pull that off, huh?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'll talk to you. Jason Kanz from jasoncanz.com. Best 5 minutes of the day. And again, thank you, Donna, for your kind words and your encouragement. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, Father's Day on Sunday. And hence, we're asking you in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, what special memory do you have? If you had one memory to share, you and your dad, what would you share with us at 396-1670 at WWIB?
We'd absolutely love to hear these, either a repeat of the ones that you've posted in the WIB Wake Up Show, or if you're just joining us now, we'd love to hear them in your own voice, 715-396-1670. Again, what's a favorite memory you have with your dad? And did you read this one from Glenn already earlier this morning?
I have not.
Glenn said, my favorite memory with my dad, when he had me steal home in the bottom of the last inning of a Little League game. He says, long, long time ago when Little League had pretty much the same rules as all of baseball, and dad said, Glenn, steal home. Well, he probably gave him the sign, but pretty cool. Hannah said her favorite memory with her dad. She says him dancing with my daughter, who was just 1.5 at the time, in Myrtle Beach while we waited in line for the Skywheel. Sometimes just those little things, right? They just stick with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm having problem accessing the particular location where they're at. So if you have another one, go ahead.
Sure. Well, Stephanie says the year I graduated high school, my dad was doing missions in Poland. She says traveling to Poland to visit my dad and going to see Auschwitz and Birkenau will be memories I will never forget. Being able to see something that important in our history with my dad was absolutely awe-inspiring. Learning the important things from him firsthand, I'm always grateful for the experiences that teach lessons. Again, our question here in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, hopefully you've joined that. If we get to 1,000 members there, there'll be a One Fest giveaway coming up. But exclusively in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, what's a favorite memory you have with your dad? And we'd love to hear that in your own words if you'd call in and leave us a voicemail at 715-396-1670.
All right, how about Sevilla, who says, this was probably different than most memories, but I think my best memory is of me helping my dad in the barn. I helped clean the barn, make hay, fill the silo. I was his helper. We made homemade cottage cheese, and apparently I was good at it. He always wanted me to make it.
Both Becky and Jacqueline say their favorite memory with their dad was going fishing with him. And Jacqueline says, he took me the first time at a little less than a year old. I was 56 the last time we went. He passed away 3 years ago, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. She says, make the memories, cherish the times.
Yeah, some great ones.
Mike says, it's hard to pick one memory, but he says, I'd have to go with playing War, the card game, for hours with me. He says, I wanted to play over and over. My dad was always, always willing to play. He was my hero, still is. Lost him back in 1999, but still the memories live on.
And Nancy says, when my son was little, my dad would spend quality time with him. Examples, blow up inflatable Easter bunny or bring him a donut from our favorite bakery. My dad passed before I was able to take him fishing. That was one thing my dad was looking forward to.
What's one favorite memory you have with your dad? We'd love to hear about it in your own voice. Share it in a voicemail at 715-396-1670. You can keep on commenting as well in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. This is the time of week when we put paid to all the work that we've done aggregating, conglomerating all the information that you might have missed, whether it be news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We know you can't possibly keep up with it all, so we do it for you, but we bring it to you in condensed form because, friends, we respect your time. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Season.
Yes, barbecue season. My neighbor asked if his son could come over and watch me light my grill. He's learning about planet Earth in summer school. Halvon wants to see what a volcano looks
like.
Yeah,
there you go.
Father's Day is coming up on Sunday.
This means that Dad gets to watch whatever he wants, kids. Yes, even the Cornhole Division playoffs on ESPN6.
Looking forward to that.
An experiment found that the number of people willing to eat vegetables goes way up if the vegetables are described in an interesting, exciting way.
So should restaurants get real estate agents to write their menus?
I think so.
The latest figures show that almost 40% of the world's adult population is now overweight.
Who says America's forgotten how to lead? Despite poor reviews, the latest Jurassic movie did well at the box office.
We're so desperate to stay in the air conditioning right now, they could have re-released the new Space Jam and it would do well.
You think so?
A survey found parents in Alaska are the ones who have to tell their kids to play outside the most.
Maybe because their kids know where are the bears in Alaska.
They're smart.
Researchers figured out the exact number of hours that you can be sedentary during the day before you increase your risk of developing cardiac problems. It's 10 hours.
Sounds like a study that would be funded by Netflix. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
WWIB Father's Day on Sunday, and we're asking you on our Wake Up Show Facebook group what's a favorite memory you have with your dad, but we host the show, so I'm going to share a couple.
Absolutely.
And so I probably shared these before, but they're the ones that stand out. So first and foremost, my dad, both when I was in third grade and fifth grade, he coached our Cub Scout softball team. I don't know that Cub Scouts play softball anymore. They used to. It was fast pitch, underhand softball, not slow pitch. And I was a pitcher. First year, I got chicken pox. The first game, I was out for that first week. Not that I was that key to the team, but we were kind of struggled.
Sure.
Put it that way. The next year, my dad didn't coach, and I think the guys, we got fourth grade, we were a little better, around 500. But the last season, Dad was preaching. He was back coaching. He's like, preaching defense. He's like, if we can hold the other teams, even Washington or Pius, to 5 runs or less, we can do some things. We're like, okay. We do it. We win some close games.
Wow.
8-7. We go 9-0. We're in the title game against Eisenhower. I'm on the mound. We get up after 5 innings, 13-3. They score 3 runs in the 6th. They score 6 more in the 7th. But the final batter is retired. Wipe the sweat off your brow. We win the title 10-0. We beat them 13-12.
Wow. I don't know that I'd ever heard that story before.
Dad was the coach. I mean, that's a fun story, which as I get older, it's a little harder to recall it all. But I've still got a softball in my room in a glass jar signed by everybody on the team. The other one, real short, went to basketball camp twice, and it was like a Marquette medalist basketball camp. And my dad was picking me up as we were supposed to go off to vacation, on vacation. We were going to go out east. And they announced that I had won the spot shooting award.
Really?
And it was like going around the lane. Yeah, I was a better shooter. You wouldn't know it from my March Madness Open hoop shooting. But I was better. And shot a lot in the driveway. And as I went up to get the award, my dad is up there. And this one makes me teary. So he screams out, you know, he's just like, way to go, champ. And so lifelong memory there.
And isn't it interesting? I mean, I know we're both words of affirmation people. How you say, hey, things can get a little fuzzy, but you remember exactly what your dad said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that one. Yeah, for sure.
In that moment. A couple things again here on the WIB Wake Up Show, Caleb and Havel. We'd love you to join the Facebook group and join the conversation there, as we've been asking, what's a favorite memory you have with your dad? And also leave us a voicemail, 715-396-1670. Thinking of a couple things, and I was trying to think, what would I go back to? And just this random memory came back of all the good memories I've had with my dad over the years, but it's car rides. And not actual car rides, but car rides where in the early morning when he was probably tired and we were little, but he would flip over on his back and he would hold his right and left hands up. One would be the accelerator, the gas pedal, and the other would be the brake. And we would sit on his chest and we would, you know, and put, you know, we were little. And so we'd put our feet down for the gas pedal. And so, you know, he'd make the car, like it's a stick shift.
Okay.
And so he would make the car noises. And we, again, I was so little, like this is 30 some years ago now for me, but I remember those car rides and him making the car noises and then bucking his chest around.
Wow.
So we'd have to like try and, you know, not fall off. And I know it seems just weird and random, but it's something I do with my kids too. It's like, oh, you want a car ride? And then of course there's the horseback rides and stuff.
Yeah.
But that was kind of flipping it around. It's the car rides and sitting on my dad's chest using his hands held out as the accelerator and the brake. Huh. And And something too that's always stuck with me too is, as a child, so many times, I was probably pretty whiny as a kid, but so many times I would just say, I can't, for whatever it was. Maybe something I didn't want to do or something that was hard. And I just remember my dad saying, don't say you can't. Don't say you can't. And here, as a 35-year-old, so many times when life gets really, really difficult and really stressful and becoming more aware of what a thing mental health is and all that too, I still hear my dad's voice saying, don't say you can't. And what I'm realizing more and more is it's not my strength that I say I can do all things in, but it's my father's strength, not my earthly father, but him just being the echo of the excellence of my heavenly father saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Do not become weary in doing well. Keep on keeping on, perseverance, hope, and faith.
The best of the week this week, WWIB from June 13th, largely through yesterday. Let's give it a listen. One customer really asked, this retail worker said, could you hold this while she shopped? This was her infant. Could you hold my infant while
I shopped? I've never been asked that.
Welcome back, Caleb. Not Connor, but welcome back, Caleb.
Thank you.
All right. First time since Tuesday.
Welcome back.
Good to have back.
Yes.
And the VBS ended okay?
It did. You know what? Again, VBS, it's not necessarily off days. It's just different kind of work. But it was a lot of fun to be part of that. And I just have to say, as tiring as 3 days were, my salute to everyone who was there the entire week.
I told my wife, I said, for his vacation, he's going to VBS. She says, that's not a vacation. So, what's your favorite fruit?
There's nothing like a big, ripe, sweet juice running down your arm, Georgia peach.
The kind folks at Where's Gala, one of our OneFest coverage sponsors, and they, Halvo, are presenting this giveaway. It's been exclusive in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group.
The winner of tickets to OneFest.
Two full event tickets to OneFest 2022 goes to Rachel Nagel from Glenflora.
Way to go, Rachel.
Congratulations, Rachel. You and a guest, and it looks like you might even be recently married. So you and your husband going to OneFest 2022. We're hooking you up with two full event passes. Crowder and Matthew West and Sidewalk Prophets and Mac Powell, and so many more, and you're going to enjoy the full experience.
It's just like you had nothing to do with your birth, and really, you have a little bit to do with keeping yourself alive, but I mean, every breath's a gift from God. So I go back to the final Brennan Manning book, All Is Grace, right? I mean, the very fact you exist is, what did you have to do with that? It was a gift, and your mom should get presents, not you, on your birthday, right?
Yes, that's actually not a bad idea.
This is our question. I feel like this could be difficult, but maybe not. 715-723-2555. Every second, 13 boxes of this are sold. Here are the incorrect guesses so far. Every second, 13 boxes of this are sold. It is not mac and cheese, cereal, popcorn, donuts, ramen noodles. We actually said it's not any kind of pasta. It's not raisins, Whoppers. And I think I thought it was the fast food burger and they meant the candy, but it's not either one. It is not rice, Pop-Tarts, dog treats, pizza, or now French fries. Every second, 13 boxes of this are sold. Those were all the incorrect answers we've had so far.
Is it Jell-O?
Is it Jell-O? Could it be Jell-O? Yes, it is! Great job. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Alexis, Shitek.
All right, Alexis from Shitek. Here's the next big question. There's no prize for this. Do you like Jell-O? And if so, what flavor?
Yes, I like the strawberry.
Strawberry, solid.
We're just making mistakes left and right over here, Jason Cans.
Yeah, maybe call it Mistake Wednesday.
Now that doesn't, that's just not the alliteration we're looking for.
What did one flag say to the other flag? Nothing. They just waved.
I got it. Very good.
Today is Flag Day. Could you play You're a Grand Old Flag?
A customer,
I love this one,
asked why her iced coffee was cold.
Well, ma'am, we made it hot for you. It would not be iced anymore.
The best of the week on WWIB. If you're a dad at home right now and you've got young daughters, please dance to this song. Have some fun. Enjoy it on us.